You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday. Great start to the week. It's going to be hot out there today, but we are ready for summer, and that means outdoor events, and the French Fried 5K is right around the corner. We got some sponsors, and Lori Sturgill from the Decatur Celebration in the studios with us today. How many years? Is this the second or the third?
This is the third year.
Okay, I thought so, but I have a terrible time determining that anymore. You know, it's just sort of one of those things where has it been around forever? Yeah. 3 years. So what was, go back to the original sort of thought process. How did this all start?
It started as a fundraiser idea when we were thinking of what would be just a few key marquee fundraisers that we could do in the summertime, and kind of sprung off of the idea of the 5K that Springfield has.
Okay.
And that they just had this past weekend. That's a lot of fun, and it's all about food and fun. And
it's always one of those things that you're never sure you can say on the air or not.
Exactly.
It's one of those weird things. I know, but they got to promote it, right? Yeah. I think we're a sponsor of it over there as far as Newhoff Media is concerned. But yeah. So the French Fried 5K, not only can you say it, it's family friendly.
Exactly.
And it takes place Saturday, June 2nd, 10 to 2 in downtown Decatur. Now, for those who have not been involved in the past, that are brand new to this, explain what it is and how people can participate.
So it is a 5K, and if you're a serious runner, you can be serious about it. But if you're not a serious runner, you can just come down there and go along the route. There's 10 different food stops on the route and 4 beverage stops, and beverages include beer.
Yes.
So
runners like beer. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes I think the outside looking in, people wouldn't connect those two, but I tell you, they love to finish a race and have some beer.
Well, yeah. I mean, they worked hard to burn those calories, and they're going to have some beer. And, you know, we definitely are not following any nutritional guidelines on this.
No, this
event.
Is not a it's called a French Fried 5K.
Exactly. You're going to have a hot dog. You're going to have French fries. You're going to have a donut.
All right. Well, Lori Sturgill's with us, along with Jess Younghouse from Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union, and Steve and Drew Gensler from Bob Brady Automobile. These are two of your big sponsors, right?
Yes, exactly. And we really appreciate it. We couldn't do an event like this without them.
All right, Steve, let's start with you. Why did you guys get involved?
Well, I think for the community reasons. It starts off the summer for us, too.
Uh-huh.
Hot Bob campaign starts, and then we go right into celebration and everything else. And this is part of the start of the celebration. So, hey, jump on and... We just like to get out in the community and be known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what's when you got a locally owned dealership, and you know, and now you guys are expanding, got the Cadillac line and everything else. It's a good way to get the name out there. And then same thing, Jess, I assume, for Earth Mover Credit Union?
Yeah, so we've been involved since the beginning
when
it started 3 years ago. It's a family event that's right up kind of our alley. And the thing I love about working with Lori and doing stuff with her in the celebration is they're not afraid to switch things up and make things better. So it's been a blast to do it.
All right. Well, you know, this sort of like cause-related marketing, you know, which is sort of kind of a fairly new thing. I mean, that can be philanthropical. It can be charity, like we're doing with the Girl Scouts later this month. Or it can be just fun and quality of life for the community. But it's a good thing for sponsors to get involved with because, you know, I think sometimes, you know, do you want to be associated with something that makes people happy and they're having fun and then they're seeing your brand on that?
Yeah.
That's why it makes sense whether you want to get involved with the celebration or events that are leading up to it.
Right.
And these are important fundraisers, we know, because every dollar counts, and it's tough these days. I mean, the festival cost a lot more than anybody could ever possibly realize outside looking in. And so these events just help make that possible because you worry about rain and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
These are a big deal for the celebration.
Oh, absolutely. They're a major factor when it comes to us being able to plan our budget. Costs go up every year. The amount the entertainment costs has gone up since I started as producer, I think, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even believe it. And I think back, I'm like, man, we really booked that act for that back then?
Yeah, the acts, the power. I mean, everything goes up. The insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just one of those things. Now, it was amazing because as I was talking to Steve out, and you were telling me that this is your son. You don't. Does Steve look old enough to have a son this age? And he's telling me he's a grandfather, too.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Steve and I go to the Y, by the way. I see him like 4 times a week at the YMCA. You're there a lot.
I am. I think the health is a big thing for us, you know.
Yeah.
Just as well as you do every day. But, you know, I tell that to Drew all the time. I got him interested in this a little bit more because, quite frankly, we're growing and I need a little bit of help. And he's in the community a lot, and I want to make sure that he understands our role.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit different. And Lori and him at the celebration has been really good to us. And they do switch it up a little bit. I love that part of them. And – It kicks us off for the year, too, which makes it great.
All right. Well, you're the start line sponsor, Earth Mover Credit Union, the event sponsor. You've also got Fleet Feet involved and other folks that are you have a website, right? French5k.com?
That's right.
And so people can register there, I assume?
There's a link to register from there. We use a professional 5K, you know, sign-up site, so there's a link.
Now, Drew, are you going to participate, or are you just going to be there as a sponsor?
I'll do whatever. I'll do both. How about that?
They're going to make you go, like, sort of run and eat and drink and then kind of walk and then eat and drink. I think you can handle it.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that.
I'm doing golf cart. I'm golf cart all the way.
Now, you can do a golf cart, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. When you sign up, you have an option to rent a golf cart.
And why not?
Exactly.
Oh, exactly, because this isn't like you're really going to try and get your personal best.
Yeah. Although some people might.
I'm getting my personal best on a golf cart.
Right.
All right, so tell me about then sign-ups. For if you're over 21, it's what price?
If you are over 21, it's $40.
Okay.
$20 if you're under 21.
All right, and then what does that include?
That includes, well, the race itself, so it's numbered and chip-timed, a T-shirt, if you register before May 18th.
Which you're running out of time, only a few more days.
You are, yeah, yes. Exactly. The food and drink along the route is all included. And then we have a party in the park afterwards. We have Reckless Whiskey playing, and we'll have a Taste of Decatur-style food set up. So we're going to have 10 other food vendors set up there, and you'll get 3 taste food tickets for that and another drink ticket.
And that's all included, but then you can come down and enjoy that party whether you participate or not,
exactly.
Right? Okay, so that's Heinkel's, Vinny's Barbecue, TKG, Wing Heaven, Gin Mill, Sloan's, Calzone, Dell's, Popcorn, Salsa, Golden Glazed Donuts, Lincoln Lounge will be down there in the park. So basically, this is a fun day. You come down 10 to 2, have a great time. Even if you're not going to run, you can come down to the after party and support the event. All the money goes to the Decatur Celebration, and it's a lot of fun had by all. That cover it all?
That covers it all.
All right. Drew, anything to add?
No. I'm excited for this. I'm just glad we're getting out in the community again, getting involved. Atmosphere is going to be great, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. How's the new Cadillac?
It's doing wonderful, and we're off to a great start out there.
Yeah.
The new shirts I brought in are blue. They're our new Cadillac ones.
I saw that. Yeah, we got new shirts. That's going to be interesting. I went to Hawaii. We did our Ayatollah Hits Hot Bob in January in Hawaii, and they sent me, was it a kid's medium?
It was a kid's medium.
It fit. Jess, we're going to have a lot of fun this month with this, but also coming up, we've got the Girl Scouts Operation Cookie Share, which is, by the way, put that on your calendar. Lindsay, what day are we doing that? It's
the 31st.
The 31st is an all day. This is a win-win. You buy cookies. The money stays here for the Girl Scouts, but the cookies get shipped to our troops all over the world.
Yes. Wonderful day. Wonderful event. We're excited to be involved in all this.
Well, we can't wait. Yeah. It'll be the 31st. Guys, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the French Fried 5K. We'll take one last break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.